Stop.
Shavua Tov. Obviously, the passing of either of the two people who passed away in the last 24 hours or whatever it was, either of these passings would be very significant and would be something we'd have to stop and reflect on. Obviously, when both of these things happen within 24 hours, all the more so we have to really stop and think about it. For those who are not familiar enough with the people that we lost in the past 24 hours, Rav David Feinstein is one of the leading Gedolei Torah poskim in the United States, obviously, and around the world. Continuation of the legacy of Rav Moshe Feinstein. A major, major loss, not only for the east side of New York, and New York in particular, the United States, but Piskei Halacha around the world, a Torah leader for Jews around the world. Major, major loss. By Jonathan Sacks. Obviously, we're not here to compare different Gedolei Torah, and each one is significant in his own right. And obviously, as a posek, Rav David Feinstein was a leading posek, which Rabbi Sacks was not. Each one has their own place. But Rabbi Sacks is a singular leader in our generation, maybe a number of generations, as far as his ability to cogently formulate what Judaism is about. People like to say for the outside world, but how significant was it for the Jewish world too? I saw somebody wrote tonight that we're at a loss of words because we know that the only one who could probably properly write about the passing of Rabbi Sacks would be Rabbi Sacks. And anyone who's ever read anything by Rabbi Sacks appreciates and understands just how singular not only his writing is, but who he as a person was. And I think part of the shock with Rabbi Sacks of David Feinstein was 91 years old. He was sick for a while. We heard about it a few months ago. Rabbi Sacks, it's true, we heard he had cancer recently. People survive cancer. I don't think anyone, we're davening, we're learning for him. I don't think anyone really, I think we were mama shocked. I was shocked. I can't speak to anyone else. Totally shocked. I think he was 72 years old. That's young. You think about, where we are as the Jewish people. Rabbi Sacks is a big loss. You think about modern Orthodoxy. In the past few months, we lost both Rabbi Norman Lamb, who wasn't, functioning as a rabbi in these days, but represented something very significant. And now Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. Who do we have to replace these people? Before we talk about anything, the first thing is just to appreciate what we lost, appreciate who these people were. And again, I think both of them are people we should mourn. It's not a question of who was more involved in our community. Both of them were Torah, great Torah leaders in different ways. The great Torah leaders, move it up like this. Okay. But without, putting either of them down in any way, but Jonathan Sacks was a very important leader for our community. David Feinstein was an important leader for the Torah world, which is our community too, but I mean our little chelik in the Torah world. Rabbi Sacks was someone who was significant not only for England, where obviously he was hugely significant, but for Jews who his writings spoke to around the world and who his thoughts spoke to around the world and speak to. His thoughts will continue to speak to us. I think the natural inclination we have in a situation like this is to allow it to add straw to the camel's back. This wouldn't be straw, this would be cement, right, to the camel's back. There's a streak within all of ourselves of depression, frustration, disappointment, sadness. Everyone has it, and obviously that streak has become more pronounced in the recent months. We have so much that we're frustrated about. And now we can say, oh, there's another thing. And sometimes when we're frustrated and sad, it leads to or justifies within our own heart this, it's a mess, everything's a mess. And obviously, the passing of Torah greats like this is a much higher level of a mess, so to speak. But as I spoke about Thursday night, and as I've been speaking about the whole Zman, and as I assume people have been reflecting on, there's two ways in general to look at the things we experience, what's going on around us. One is to feel self-pity and frustration and sadness and depression, and can add on to that. And that may be the natural way for many people. The second way is for us constantly to think constructively. Constructively. What am I meant to do? What am I meant to do? How am I meant to react to all this? What am I meant to do with all of this? And I want to tell you a story which I think can help us appreciate this, even though the notion of equating between what we're experiencing and what this story is about is ludicrous. So, lehela, lehavdil, elef, alfei, avdolos. But it could be a kal v'chomer. Is the microphone helpful, or should I maybe shut it off and speak without it? Is it jarring? I'm going to try without it, and we'll see if you guys can hear. Can you guys hear?
Yeah.
I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Encyclopedia Talmudit. If you're not familiar, I suggest you get familiar with it. In general, it's an encyclopedia of the sugyas in the Gemara. Now, anyone who's learned one sugya in the Gemara, be'iyum, you understand just how much is in every single sugya, right? Imagine writing an encyclopedia on all the sugyas in Shas. Shnai Mochsin is part of a bigger sugya of Muchzakus. Right? Maybe it's a tenth. So take 10 times Shnai Mochsin, and now 10,000 more sugyas, and imagine what it means to publish the Encyclopedia Talmudit. I think it's in this corner of the Beis Medrash, or that corner of the Beis Medrash. Right? It's also in the Bar Ilan disc. The project was begun in the 1940s. You understand why it's not finished yet? Encyclopedia Talmudit. The editor of the Encyclopedia Talmudit, and you can see it in the first volume. You can see it, take out the first volume. You can take a look. Maybe someone will take a picture and send it out to everybody. The first volume of the Encyclopedia Talmudit was put out in 1946. Anyone remembers what was going on in the world, in the Jewish world, right before 1946? So the editor writes, when we first began working on this project, it was a project meant for the Torah world. Now we're in a situation where the vast majority of the Torah world has been destroyed. Where a huge percentage of the Jewish people have been destroyed. Who are we putting out this sefer for? Who's going to learn the Encyclopedia Talmudit? It's like writing a guidebook of how to use baseball gloves from the 1920s. Who's going to use such a guidebook? Remember those old gloves, you know, the ones making look like a mitten, you know, how to catch the ball? A big yishar koach to Binyamin Klein, who in general has been taking care of the technology here in the yeshiva, all the things, and making things as accessible as possible. I understand also Jonathan Kaslow. Good, am I using it right? I have to turn it on?
Yeah.
On. Is it good now? Good? Helpful? Bad? No? Good? Kind of gonna close it to my mouth. Is this good? Good? Okay. So big yishar koach to all those working on the technology. Who's going to use the Encyclopedia Talmudit? Think about it. How many yeshiva bachrim were there in Eretz Yisrael in 1948? Does anyone know? All the yeshivas. Tzioni, Gvoa, Hezda. There was no Hezda Haredi. The answer is less than 400. Where else were the yeshiva bachrim? There was no Lakewood. There was no Ner Yisrael. You can keep going, right? There were a few hundred yeshiva boys in the whole world. You know, what do you have an encyclopedia Talmudit? It's a joke, right? He writes there in his introduction something powerful that I want to share with you because I think it's relevant tonight. He said, Judaism is eternal. The Torah is eternal. There will one day be tens of thousands again learning Gemara Be'ir. There will be generations of Torah. Asher lo tishakach mi pizaro. Because it's hard to see today, but Judaism has been through bigger things than this. And there will be. And this encyclopedia will help them. Helps me tremendously. And he says, if such a large percentage of the Jewish people, and for sure the Torah world, have been destroyed, that means that I have a bigger responsibility to carry more, to fill in more. Those were the people who rebuilt Judaism after the Holocaust. The people who looked at what was lost as a responsibility for them to fill in more. And that's what we say, why we say Kaddish, in memory of a person whose life is lost. Because every Jew in this world is Mekaddish Shem Shemayim on some level. And every Jew who's lost, there's less Kiddur Shem Shemayim. And therefore we have to try to be Mekaddish Shem Shemayim and replace what was lost. And if that's true for every Jew, how much more true is it for a Gadol BaTorah? Both of these Gedolei Torah, and again, you know, I'm mentioning them together because they both passed away and they were both Torah leaders, but very different. Very, very different. I mean, it's not a competition. Who is better? That's the whole point. There's different kinds of people help us in different ways. Each of these Torah leaders were people who were a central part of rebuilding the Torah world after the Holocaust. Rav David Feinstein, part of strengthening the Torah presence in America, the yeshivas in America, and Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, part of re-strengthening Jewish identity in England, and giving those with a broad intellectual, philosophical perspective on life anywhere in the world a path that they could identify with. So it's both which country, but also which kind of outlook of life they helped connect people to Judaism. And the constructive way of looking at their passing is asking ourselves, what does this mean to me? What added responsibility do I have in trying to fill the gap that's left just a little bit more than I would have before? How can I strengthen my own and other people's Torah identity?
halachic observance of David Feinstein. Understanding and appreciation of Judaism, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. How do I, little me, just like the editor of the Encyclopedia Talmudit felt, imagine living right after the destruction of Gedolei Torah, like Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and I mean, keep going, all the Gedolei Torah who were lost. But there were people who believed. We may not be as great, but we have to figure out how we make a difference. And obviously we're not dealing with a Holocaust. We're not dealing with the loss of the bulk of the Gedolei Torah. On the other hand, we're dealing with a situation where the world and Jews and Judaism as part of it are feeling this pressure, this weight. What can we do? And I say we, I don't mean we. I mean each and every one of us as individuals. To be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim a little bit more in the way that these people were. That's, I think, the constructive avoida that each one of us should think about. Each one of us. Lo yitachen, that any of us just move on. And obviously it's a beautiful thing to dedicate our learning, Le'ilui Nishmas, which I, on behalf of the yeshiva, wanted to dedicate my own, and I'd like to suggest that we all, as a group and as individuals, dedicate our learning in memory of these two great Torah giants. And I recommend that we figure out together as a group how to learn over the next 30 days something in Halacha, Lezecher of David Feinstein, something in Machshava, Lezecher Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. I think it's very appropriate. Let's figure out. And that's definitely important. And I don't think we should just sign up, you know, through the Masifta that's learning it in, you know, in New York, or the learning going on in England. I think we as Yeshivat HaKotel should learn something. We'll figure out what. If someone makes a suggestion, we'll figure it out. But that's not enough. Because that's part of this, you know, it's important. Each one of us as an individual, what are we doing? How are we strengthening our halachic observance? How are we strengthening halacha observance in general? Tshuvas. Helping people appreciate halacha. Our appreciation of halacha, other people's appreciation of halacha. What are we doing to strengthen our appreciation of Judaism and other people's appreciation of Judaism? I don't know that every one of us needs to do every one of those things, but we have to do something. How are we strengthening the Torah world? Which means different things here, but it's the same thing. And I think it's not coincidental that two people from two different countries, two different cultural milieu, two different sides of Torah, pass away at the same time. If Rav David Feinstein had passed away and not Rabbi Sacks, so naturally the yeshivish world in America would have been distraught. Would the rest of the Torah world have been as distraught as it should be? If Rabbi Jonathan Sacks had passed away, so naturally English Jewry would be distraught. I'm on a rabbinic, English rabbinic group where they're all very, very sad. And the intellectual, whatever you want to call it, the more modernistic thinking world would have been distraught. With the yeshivish world, it's sad that it may take the tier of different types of people to get all of us to mourn together. So now we are. We should mourn for the collective Torah world that's been damaged, because we value the full breadth of the Torah world. We should mourn, and we should think constructively about how we fill in on whatever extent we can fill in. How do I strengthen the Rav David Feinstein within myself? The halacha observance and the strengthening of halacha observance within myself and for other people. How do I strengthen within myself and for other people the understanding, appreciation, and passion about Judaism? The Rabbi Jonathan Sacks within myself. And here comes what I believe is maybe one of the most important things. I found out about Rabbi Sacks having cancer right when I was at one of my low points with my own sickness. And it really helped give me perspective, you know? Sometimes we think the things we have are so bad and so debilitating and so frustrating, and so, Baruch Hashem, we have good health. We have the ability to learn. We have everything we need. And if it takes something like this to help us appreciate the things we take for granted, okay, it shouldn't have to happen. Let's take advantage of the opportunities we have. Let's think constructively about our own lives and the great gift of life. It's interesting that the death of these Torah greats occurred at the beginning of Parshas Chayisara. Technically, David Feinstein died, you know, Erev Shabbos Parshas Vayera. But for me, it took place at the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, because that's when I found out about it. Parshas Chayisara is a parsha about death. It begins with the death of Sarah and ends with the death of Avraham. But it's a parsha named after life. And the first Rashi and Chazal and the first Psukim speak about the celebration of the life of someone like Sarah, who lived her years to the fullest. When she was old, it was as if she was young. When she was young, it's as if she was old, because she was mature. She took advantage of her old years. She took advantage of her young years. And we see the significance of the life of Sarah in the fact that her family carried on the legacies that she was about. Avram acted towards his children based on the advice of Sarah. Yitzchak looked for a woman who could replace Sarah. That's what happens in the end of the parasha. And that's why the story of her death and the aftermath of her death, it really is about her life, because we understand what her life amounted to when we look at what happened after she died. Chayisara is about taking advantage of life by learning about its value through death. We look at the death of others. We see what a life can amount to. What someone like Rabbi Jonathan Sacks succeeded in doing in 72 years. And what he succeeded in doing growing up in a world that didn't have as many opportunities that we have today for learning and growth. What Rabbi David Feinstein was able to do in his years of his life. And again, these people grew up in much more challenging experiences and worlds. But through focus and hard work and knowing what life is about, both these people are people that took life seriously. We should learn from their lives about what we can accomplish in our own lives. And we should seek with their deaths to try and make a little bit more out of our own lives. Because that's what it's all about constructively. The worst thing in the world would be for us to be depressed and allow that negative streak to assert control over ourselves. Appreciate the lives we have. Appreciate the potential we have. Appreciate the responsibility because of the ability we have to do a little bit more than we would have done otherwise. When Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, Yeshiva of the Mir, passed away, everyone in the Mir Yeshiva was mekabel on themselves to learn a little bit extra. I don't want that to be what we do. Learning a little bit extra is fine, and anyone who wants to learn a little bit extra in memory of either or both of these Gedolei Torah, it's very appropriate. But not just to learn a little bit extra. To seek to be a little bit more. To be qualitatively more in who we are and how we impact. To grow up just a little bit more. To step up just a little bit more. To take our lives and our potential just a little bit more seriously. Each one where they are and where they can be. And this is a very, very important personal reflection. We have Malava Malka's plan for tonight. People ask me, should we cancel? No, you should not cancel. If we didn't appreciate the great schud of life and the great schud of being able to learn and the great schud of having so many years in Yirtzeh Hashem ahead of us to do good things, if we didn't appreciate it enough before, we should appreciate it more now. Someone, if it was a relative of theirs, obviously wouldn't have a dancing as a Malava Malka. And if you were, you know, a close personal Talmud, you spent 20 years, you're Talmud Muvuk, you know, you're a Mamish, you know, whatever, of either of these people, that's something else. None of us are. We appreciate both of them. We should reflect on both of them. And I suggest, we're going to, the red capsule has on the roof, the yellow capsule is going with Gavi, right? Kadrin, or with Gavi? There, so, right? Okay. And I think we should start with some slow, reflective music. Shakoach, I know the red capsule, there's some people who set up Klenigina, right? Instruments. Start with some slow music, and then we should celebrate. We should celebrate the great zchut we have, which maybe we take for granted. And again, this is a time to rededicate ourselves to being cautious, to protect that opportunity. To protect life, to protect our lives, to protect the lives of others, to protect our ability to continue learning healthfully. We'll meet Amir Tashem tomorrow after Mincha, you know, here to give some guidelines and what's happening Bein HaKapsulot, etc. But for tonight, let's reflect on who these great people were, and more importantly, who we as great people need to be. I'll conclude with a story about Rav Eliyahu Dessler, the Michtav Eliyahu, who was once on Har HaMenuchas, and he saw a kolo guy who was davening by the kvarim of Gedolei Yisrael. And he was looking at the person davening, and he was looking critically at the person, and the person looks and sees Rav Dessler is looking at him and goes, Rebbe, what, is something bothering you? He said, tell me, who are you davening for? And so the bacher said, I'm davening for the Gadol Yisrael buried down there. And Rav Dessler pointed to him and said, I'm davening for the Gadol Yisrael buried in there, in you. Person who's dead, who dies, is lost to us. Sad, but true. It's much sadder the people who are alive and don't take advantage of their opportunities. Every time we hear Kaddish over the next months, we should think about the lives that are lost. We should think about the loss of the great Kiddush Hashem that both of these people were and created. And think most importantly about how we're creating more of a Kiddush Hashem. There's a Kiddush Hashem in our own learning and our own growth. There's a Kiddush Hashem in the Divrei Torah we send out. It's so wonderful to receive Divrei Torah from the different people who send me on Erev Shabbat. People may want to think about how they can direct their Divrei Torah in a way that can replace a little bit of what was lost. A halacha section, a philosophical section, in addition to the Divrei Torah. Something from the writings of Rabbi Sacks, something along those lines. Something from the Piskei Halacha of Rav David Feinstein, some other halacha that we can strengthen the observance of. We learn Halacha Seder a little bit better. We learn HaMachshava a little bit better. We try and help ourselves grow in the ways we can and should grow. That's constructive thinking. That's what we're called upon to do. Let's make sure to channel the feelings of loss into something constructive that brings schuyot for both of these great gedolim, not that they needed it. That brings schuyot for Klal Yisrael, that brings schuyot for us. We're living in one of the greatest periods in Jewish history. We're of the luckiest Jews in the history of Judaism. As far as the resources we have available, as far as the opportunities we have, if we only appreciated enough and took advantage. And may the passing of these greats help us appreciate more what we should appreciate more. I look forward to going up to the roof now with the red capsule to be able to reflect a little bit, sing a little bit, and dance a little bit to celebrate our opportunities. And then I hope to be able to join from a distance the yellow capsule. You're going to the ledge where we usually go, Gavi. Okay, so maybe I'll stop by and share some from a distance, you know, as permitted. And let's reflect and let's celebrate the great gift of life and good health that God has given us. And let's not take it for granted. We should continue having it. And let's use it for the good. Let's use it for the good. Everyone should think about, If your halacha seder hasn't been what it should be, this is a good opportunity to make sure that it is. If your machshava, your understanding of Judaism, hasn't been what it should be, let's work to make sure that it is. And each one in each aspect of our life, as Lomdei Torah, as Ovdei Hashem, as people who have the great gift of the ability to learn and use it to grow and impact other people. May their memory be a bracha. Maybe we can use the online technology over the next days, whenever the Levayas are, to be able to tune in. Maybe if there are people who want to see maybe Rabbi Sachs's Levi, you know, maybe the English, you know, to tune in maybe on the big screen, each one themselves, each one as a group. May their memory inspire us to be more. And to take more advantage. No one should get into a funk. That's not constructive. Again, you, the Chas V'Shalom person loses a close relative. There's a Chiyuv Avelis. Person sits down. They should be in a funk. But that's not the situation. Shouldn't be in a funk. We should direct it constructively. As a group and as individuals. Both are very important. And we should have a meaningful Matzei Shabbos, a wonderful week of learning to take advantage and not take for granted. May their memories be a blessing, and may we make it that way. Shavua Tov.
Red capsule on the roof, yellow capsule with Gabby, I was interested.